You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Entrepreneurship.
Part of the community. The next idea.
We are the key to our own recovery.
It is never too early to plant the seeds of entrepreneurship. Today's curious kid could be tomorrow's entrepreneurial star. And that's the idea behind a brand new program called Running Start. It's for middle and high school students. And its founder is here with us now. Deborah Power is president of Running Start and the president of Power Marketing Research in Ann Arbor. Welcome to The Next Idea.
Thanks so much, Cindy, for having me.
So what is Running Start? It's brand new, getting off the ground?
Yeah, well, Running Start is a series of mentor-led workshops for youth to get the skills they need to become entrepreneurs and hopefully eventually start their own businesses.
What kind of skills?
Well, you know, I spoke to Ann Arbor Spark and Michigan Works and others and said, what are the important skills that employers are looking for? They told me that problem solving and creative thinking were really critical issues. So we're going to emphasize those throughout the program.
But as you say, using people who are doing it. So exactly. The mentorship thing is very important.
Exactly. So when students are in the workshops, they'll actually be working through their business idea in a variety of ways. They'll have mentors who will lead them through a workbook that has a series of activities. So if you can envision a group of youth sitting together talking about, well, what kind of company could I create? What problem can I solve in the world? So they'll work on these business ideas with the mentors to guide them through the process.
Where'd you get this idea?
Well, I've had the idea for about a year or so now. It just kind of bubbled up in my mind. I said, you know, what are some of the things that are missing? What are things that youth really need today to get them to that next level so that they can solve the world's problems? And this program just sort of coalesced.
It is not instead of skills and things they'd be learning in class, but complementing it.
Exactly. Students today are very savvy about entrepreneurship and business ownership. I started.
Really?
Yeah, they are. It's amazing. I started teaching some Girl Scouts a badge workshop. So if you can remember, if you were a Girl Scout.
I was, yes.
Yeah. You get these badges to wear. So there's a badge now for business ownership. And in a two-hour workshop, we walk through the process of being a business owner. And this was with third graders who came up with viable company ideas. I mean, products that could be out in the marketplace today.
They could go on Shark Tank and pitch their product to the sharks.
Yes. And I was sort of bowled over. I thought, wow, if these kids are coming up with these ideas now, what could I do with middle and high school students? What would they come up with?
I bet that is the right time because we've seen this where kids are full of energy and idea and fearless, and then something can happen. Just air quotes around something in middle school and high school where maybe some of that fire goes out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're right. I think at that age, you're fearless about a lot of things. And you're very creative. I mean, there's so much happening to you at that time. It's very powerful. And it's a time when you can become an entrepreneur by thinking about a new, exciting idea.
So you've got a pretty impressive list of mentors. And how did you convince busy, busy people to take time and come on board with this?
Well, this was one of the other astounding things about coming up with the idea of Running Start is that I put together just a really brief presentation, a series of slides about the program, and took it out on the road and talked to probably 30 or 40 people. And by the time I got to slide number two, they said, what can I do for you? So I had people volunteering to sponsor the program and become mentors just immediately. So, a venture capitalist, he says, what can I do to help you, Deborah? So people were just enthusiastic. They felt like it was the right time for something like this.
And we often hear that narrative that young people are graduating from school without skills that employers want.
Exactly. How can we ensure that people are creative thinkers and problem solvers in a way that's part of your nature, part of just what you do every day? Even today, when people maybe want to be a data analyst, let's say for Facebook or something like that, it's not just being able to understand what data is, it's being able to do something with that, draw conclusions. And you need those skills at a very early age.
Now, I know you're just getting ready to launch the first cohort of kids through these seminars, and again, middle school and high school track. What happens if somebody comes up with a really viable product and you think, you know what?
we could get this going. What might happen?
Right. Well, that's the great thing about Running Start being a startup itself, is that I can do whatever I'd like with it. And I do have that in mind. If the group comes up with an idea or series of ideas that are viable, we would have sort of a phase two where we would involve parents so that the youth can start earning money, signing contracts by their parents, things like that. So sort of a second iteration, maybe more honed in on the skills that they need and bringing in mentors that match up whatever that product or service might be.
So we'll have to check in and see what kinds of ideas.
Yes.
I remember spending a little bit of time in Junior Achievement when I was in high school, and it's been around since 1919. Do you see Running Start as maybe kind of a JA for the 21st century?
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Well, Junior Achievement's still around, and they have a great program. I think what we layer on is the mentor piece, is having people like Shelly Sahi, who started a cosmetics company and just recently pitched to a venture capitalist and won $100,000. So it's a little bit more of that real-world experience, bringing people to the workshops that are relatable, that have exciting business ideas. So I think that's a different component mm-hmm. than I'm bringing.
Yeah, it's another layer. You're in Washtenaw County, but you're open to anyone. How many kids can you take?
Yeah, so we can have 25 middle school and 25 high school students.
And what do they pay for the seminars?
Well, the exciting thing is, because of all of the sponsors I've been able to get, I've got a blend of some paid participants as well as some scholarships. It's $199 for the workshop program, 4 workshops on 4 Saturdays, but I have 10 scholarships available for each set of students, so 10 middle and 10 high school students. And we're working with a program through Eastern Michigan University called Bright Futures to administer those scholarships.
Do you have hopes of spreading this through Michigan?
Yes, that would be the next step. The Washtenaw region is a great proving ground for startups and for small businesses and for initiatives like this. So that's why I'm doing it here first. Let's see what happens. What ideas will the youth come up with? How can I make this program better, improve the workbook, better mentors, and then take it on the road? And you're right, I'm thinking Detroit, Grand Rapids, and maybe Flint.
You can get information about the Running Start workshops by going to the website, which is running-start.biz. That's running-start.biz. And we've been talking to the founder and president of Running Start, Deborah Power. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us on The Next Idea.
Thanks so much.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.